back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Eliza Cousin. And speaking of Gaga, she was in Chicago this week. I did not make it down. I had lots of friends who made it down, including some who had some fabulous outfits on. Did you actually make it to Chicago to see?
Sadly, no. I assumed that HLC would be flown in. we'd call it a staff retreat, but sadly, no.
Yeah, big miss. God, she's so talented. So before the break, I kind of pitched this up because I'm curious. Obviously, this is a huge push and priority for HRC, but it's been about a month since the House passed the Respect for Same-Sex Marriage Respect for Marriage Act, and now it's in the Senate. What are some updates as far as how close we are? It seemed like it was something that Tammy Baldwin, taking the charge, was talking that she thought that she could find 10 Republican senators to vote for it. Are there any updates?
We are really pushing hard to lobby those senators on the fence, including Ron Johnson. First, he was for it, then he wavered, then he was for it again. So he really is in the process of deciding whether or not to support this bill. And if we could get, a hardcore conservative like Ron Johnson, I think he'll bring other conservatives with him, and we'll very easily get to 60 votes in the Senate. And I know that Tammy is very optimistic. This is just such a good example of when those citizen calls and emails really do make a difference, because legislative staff, they literally keep a tally of the calls they get that are for and against. And sometimes that's what makes up a legislator's mind. If you have 242 calls in favor of something, but 308 calls against it, that can be the coin toss. It really can be a numbers game. So I would encourage everyone listening to call or email Ron Johnson's office and really help deliver not just him, but the conservative wing of the Republican Party to support the Respect for Marriage Act.
How much internal polling does HRC do as far as public opinion? It's one of the issues that people point to of how quickly things, in my teenage to adult lifetime, right? Of even if you look at Obama in 2008, wouldn't come out and just say he was in support of same-sex marriage, right? And then by the end of his term, his two terms, we had it, right? And so it was such a quick succession of rights, getting access to different rights. Clearly, the fight is not over there, clearly. But it seems like the public opinion, and this is where I put the caveat in of knowing the echo chamber I've always lived in, having only lived in very liberal places. But does the HRC do much public opinion polling on where the country is on this issue?
We do. We have the HRC Foundation, which is a public policy and research arm that does really fantastic work. We also aggregate a lot of the private sector polling that's done by places like Gallup. I'm not sure of the exact statistic because it was recently updated, but we do know that marriage equality is just overwhelmingly popular in Wisconsin and America. People assume that it's the law of the land, that it is a constitutional right. It's not something that they consider as something that's problematic the way they did even 10 years ago. Australia, where I'm from, only got marriage equality in 2015. Oh. So that's where we are culturally. And you're right, it is, whiplash pace of change. But now we're seeing that similar trajectory with things like trans inclusion and access to gender-affirming care. So we're seeing the needle shift, and that's why we're seeing so much backlash federally and at the local level, because some people can't handle that pace of change.
Yeah, that is certainly too true. This was actually not on my radar until we had a guest within the first couple of weeks, Kristen Lighty, who is also in Green Bay. Yes. And she had referenced that in the HRC inclusivity score, is that the correct term for it?
It's the Municipal Equality Index.
Thank you. how that Green Bay had actually performed pretty well. And so I would love for you to talk a little bit more about what that index is and how, what are the different attributes that go into kind of measuring a city and where it's at.
Yeah. So the MEI is an indicator of two main things. It is a measure of LGBTQ livability. So people in our community will look at where our city they're considering living, ranks from 1 to 100, to really judge, you know, how welcome they will be in a community. So it's really important for, you know, population growth, retention, tourism, all those things. The second thing it really indicates is how a municipality, how a local government acts as an institution for its community. So we have scores on things like policing and criminal justice, on acknowledgement of pride, of whether the city as an employer pays for domestic partners' benefits. Things as simple as that. And all of these scores go into create that aggregate score from 1 to 100. So just in the last 4 years, we've seen Green Bay become really Wisconsin's greatest success story. And breaking news, these scores for 2022 are about to be released. And for the first time, Green Bay has scored 90.
Oh, wow.
Which is up from 38 just 5 years ago.
That is a huge shift and a huge improvement. That is great to hear.
And that's because, you know, the work of HRC endorsed mayor Eric Genrich has taken this on as a personal project. He's made it his team's priority, and he's received backlash from that. He's had to defend all his actions in front of the Common Council. So, you know, it's a bold step, and it's really starting to see in the score. Whereas, you know, Kenosha, you know, is still down at 39. So we have a lot of work to do.
Well, quickly, before we have to let you go, where can people find more information on how to get involved in the human rights campaign in Wisconsin?
HRC.org/Wisconsin.
Easy peasy. All right. Thank you so much, Eliza. It was great to talk to you. We'll have you back soon.